Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip and Bill have already commented before the show that it's already warm outside. It's been a nice chill the first 2 days of the week. It's high of 80, which we know Bill's thoughts in mid-October on that.
It's balmy.
Not great. Not happy.
100% balmy. No. Balmy. It's balmy.
He's bothered.
Out
very
this morning early, about 5 o'clock with sugar, and it just felt like I was in Florida.
And how'd you feel about that, Bill?
Not good.
Not great.
I'd like to go to the breakers on this if I could. There's some research on this. I've seen that generally 1st of September, northern Nebraska has had their first frost. Southern Nebraska, like where we're at, has had it by mid to late September. We're now into mid-October.
It is October 15th today.
There's not been a frost in Nebraska. We haven't been close to a frost warning.
There's flowers growing back.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
no joke.
I'm still mowing at an incredible pace. Every 4 days. I'd like to know from the breakers, what is the record for the latest frost, I wonder, in the state of Nebraska or even in Lincoln? Because it's a wild.
On that note, there's a lot of leaves still on the trees. When does that officially start happening? October 15th, you would think,
we should be rolling.
Leaves are already down. I got a lot of leaves still left
in my
tree.
They're still green. Look out there right now.
Look at them.
There's no foliage.
It's like August.
A year of no
What's
foliage.
What's happening?
Kind of nice.
It's sad a little bit, though.
God dang.
Shortfall once again. Hey, we've had some nice temperatures the last week or so. And then today, tomorrow, 80s. That's not
good. Is that right?
Yes. Today and tomorrow, both days is 80 degrees on the dot.
Hey, today's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's
80
Thursday.
Degrees.
Yeah. Mid-October in Nebraska.
Not like that. No, Bill does not like that. I don't know.
I'd like to have fall. That's what I'd like to have fall.
80's not horrible.
It's a little warm, Sip.
It's a little much.
No. Yeah.
Remember on Sunday, I had to slather myself with sunscreen to go walk sugar in October. It was 86. It was 86.
It
was warm on Sunday.
It was 86.
For sure.
86.
And windy.
Yeah.
God dang.
This is on Shimmick. It's on Shimmick. He's got to be about down to his last day or two.
I think this is his last week, I want to say.
Is it?
At 10-11 News.
Ken Shimmick?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to the very end of October. I could be wrong on that, but I thought it was mid-October he was done. We'll get a confirmation.
It wasn't a Halloween exit.
No, we'll get a confirmation on that.
All right, the sausage biscuit is down my throat, which is
you
good.
You woofed that down.
You didn't bring two hash browns today like last week?
You came in at 5:58, undid it, and by 6:01, it was gone.
Do you do that? Do you do that sometimes where you have it in your throat?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a gas station hot dog yesterday, and I'm like, I'm going to have a heart attack. There's a chance right now. It's in my chest. I feel it in my chest.
That's how we're going to go.
Yeah, that's how we're going to go. That's going to be the end of it.
You stop.
Just the parking
lot. Powering down
a jalapeno cheese hot dog.
That's it.
Cause of death. You don't want to know. Just happened.
You stop. South Lincoln. You were at South Lincoln, surely.
Right. Surely. Right. No, I wasn't. I was actually off the interstate.
Okay, coming back to okay my bad.
Yeah.
God, take that.
Why is this judgment so hard by you? I don't understand.
It's not going away anytime soon.
I come to North Lincoln a lot. I was at Wesleyan the other day.
Were you okay? I mean, do you feel okay? Do you feel safe?
It's my home. That's where I was
Did
from.
Did you feel
it's
safe?
That's where I grew up. I felt very safe. Okay. Yes.
A lot of construction up there, by the way.
There's construction everywhere. Lincoln is shut down. Lincoln is 100%.
Oh yeah, it is.
84th is shut down. 70th is shut down.
56th is shut down.
56th is shut down.
How the hell do you get around this town?
Yeah, tell us. Give us one.
Everything.
City planner, chime in.
Easy.
Let us know. Is there any way to get from point A to point B?
Just because it's been a longer summer than expected, you got to get these projects done. Winter is coming. We're gonna have snow. We're gonna have ice, and I see no signs of any of this being done by wintertime.
There's a lot of
places. It's
going to
be chaos.
There's blocks and blocks of cones and nothing being done either. It's like nothing being done.
Come on.
Like, hey, I get by. If I went by and saw a bunch of workers just humping it, I'm like, okay, getting things better.
I don't see it.
I just see a lot of cones.
It's not good. Again, 56 just closed yesterday going south.
Okay, wait a second.
It was open for a long time. Now south at Capitol or at Normal, it's reclosed again going south. I would know because I tried to take it yesterday, and I had to take a route that took me 45 more minutes, it felt like, to get home or to get to where I was going.
No,
it was horrible.
I got caught in between 84th and 70th on Van Dorn. I look back. The traffic was from 84th to 70th. It was blocked up for the entire route. It was insane. And everyone just whipping off into different neighborhoods and stuff. They couldn't take it. There was no movement.
I saw yesterday about 3:30. Now, again, that's traffic time after school. But 70th and South now has one lane. As Bill said, 70th has one lane open. The traffic there went from South Street all the way to nearly Pioneers. I kid you not. That's 2 miles of traffic.
Yeah. At 3:30.
Yes. With no break in the traffic.
Do not leave. Do not try to drive anywhere after 2 p.m. and before 7 p.m. 5 hours. Do not leave the house.
Stay hunkered down.
Do not leave the house.
Take a scooter.
I can't imagine an emergency vehicle trying to get through. Because also, on some of those, there's no places for them even to go.
No.
Thank you for thinking of that.
There's no places for them to go.
I appreciate you.
They're driving on sidewalks and
I've never seen a stand like this. Lincoln made a stand. We will block down. We will shut down Lincoln.
Well, the people in North Lincoln right now are like saying, "Come on, Sipple, speak up." The
Adams
North 48th is shut down. You can't get onto Adams. Yeah, they've been doing work on Adams.
I took that road yesterday. It was another disaster.
Yeah,
it was
a disaster. I take Adams regularly, but I can't take that part of it now. So. There you go. I get it.
How can you have 700 projects and not have anyone done?
Thank you. Stand up.
I felt like I better represent.
There had to be somebody out there who's going, hey, Steve, really? We're not saying a word.
Were you trying to bite your tongue
here? So all of a sudden, Havelock's fine?
you in cahoots with the mayor?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No. Adams needs to get fixed quick.
Scott Miller, chime in.
This whole city is a mess.
Could use this. In his campaign.
This would be the way to... I will make construction right again.
Right.
Yes.
I think about the snowplows coming in December. They need full roads, and guess what? Half the roads are closed down.
Jake, you can and tell.
Over, it's horrible. It pisses me off.
You are road rage, guy.
You are.
Yesterday, I was
look
pissed.
At his
you're scaring
eyes.
Me, frankly.
Right now, you do scare me. I was having a little fun with it. Now I'm nervous. Jake, now you made me scared.
I rolled down the window and let down a word I shouldn't have said yesterday.
What's wrong?
I yelled a profanity yesterday.
Did you?
With the windows down. I was so... upset at about 3:45.
Yelled a worker?
No, I was yelling just at the situation. Nobody in general.
You just yelled out the window.
Big.
He does
big
this.
Big effort.
He did it during the snowstorm, too.
Yep, yeah, I did the same thing, exactly. When I was, when I was caught in the drift.
When he was digging out, he looked up. He looked up and yelled.
At the sky.
The word.
Yep, I did.
The word. We're only going to say that.
Same thing. Almost the exact same situation yesterday.
As me and Ellie were here just fine. No issues that morning.
It's hot.
I took the one route, the one road that had a drift. The one single road in Lincoln that had a drift on it that day. I got stuck in it. That's really hard to do.
Because I was telling Greg, God dang, it's not that bad out here. I'm moving around like it's normal.
Yeah. I think you said we drove home like we lived in Santa Barbara. After the show was over.
I was worried about
at 9:05, I go, can I get to Genesis? Yeah, I can.
There's I was worried about getting Trix's driveway. There's nothing.
Nothing. Bullets standing there.
Right. Targeted by a neighborhood for some reason. Yeah, that one road got like 45 inches of snow. Craziness. Terrible.
You need to calm down.
I was pissed.
Jake, you're going to have a heart attack.
Jake hasn't talked to his neighbor since that day.
I haven't with neighbor Dave. I walk by his house all the time. He's not there.
Oh, he's there.
Outside.
He's there. He's there. Oh, imagine that. Yell at the kids. Get inside. Get inside.
Jake's coming.
He'll want something.
Look at him.
The last time we tried to help his car was here for 3 days.
Yeah, I was there for a long time. At least over a half day.
The best
for
part
sure.
was that Dave had to email you or text you. Any chance you're going to get your car?
Yep.
He had to text.
To the text line.
Yes.
Yep, Dave. That happened. Neighbor Dave. And Neighbor Dave's a good man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. That was March.
It's March. You haven't
seen him
in
7 months.
For all you know, he's a good man.
I haven't seen him for 7 months. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. Still appreciate your help there. Sports last night.
Sports.
We had a complete game in baseball.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch any baseball. I was watching New Mexico State Liberty.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yamamoto, the pitcher for the Dodgers, gives up a first pitch home run to the Brewers. First pitch of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And no runs, only two hits follow that. He goes the first complete game since 2017 in the postseason. 5-1 Dodgers.
Thank you. Yamamoto. Is he good, a little guy? He a little guy?
Yes, he's like 150.
Got acne on his neck?
Throwing like 97 miles per hour.
Not sure about the acne update, but we'll see what we can get on that.
Yes, I got a picture from here.
Yeah, check it out.
I can't see it. I see some acne in the neck.
We'll go
with that. I think he's got
it. He's a little guy. He doesn't throw very.
He throws like 97. He throws hard.
97.
But I'm just, thank you, Dodgers. I'm so proud of the Dodgers for letting him go out there in the ninth.
Bill has been worried about this whole bullpen committee here.
I don't think he's been worried about it. It's one of those things that.
We grew up and it was very common. Very common.
Who was the guy that went 10 innings, Bill?
What's that?
In the World Series? Jim Morris.
Did you say Jim Morris?
Yes.
Better time.
Yeah, he won.
10 innings.
He won a 10-inning game. Imagine in the ninth, I'm good. Imagine that.
Jim Morris. Go back out there.
Jim Morris.
Yes.
Mustache.
Yes.
Regal. Wow.
Twins.
Can we just talk about stuff like that?
We do. Better times. Sports talk in better times.
Steve Carlton. The big right-hander.
The big right-hander.
Nicknamed Lefty.
Keith, man, I got you on that one. I got you.
I just saw someone come out of the hotel with a roll-away bag. Is it open?
Yes.
It opened up.
It's open, Bill.
The day of the Michigan State game, so early October.
You can stay
October.
There. Yeah. It's open.
It's open for two weeks now.
We can comment on people walking out.
Yes, and we will.
Yes.
Yes, the hotel. Yeah, the Hampton Inn across the street is open for business.
When do we
get
to go over for a free complimentary waffle?
I can make that happen.
Let me talk
to the salesperson over there.
Nice. Are they advertising with us yet?
They're not. They're
interesting.
I talked about advertising. They're playing it cool for a month or so.
Well,
maybe
right now
November.
They might want to pick it up because people aren't rolling in and out of the place. I'll tell you that.
No, here's
the deal. By the way, Jack Morris, the pitcher, not Jim. Jack Morris. Jack Morris. Thank you.
You're thinking of Jim Morrison with the Doors.
Singer.
Yeah. What did we call him?
Jim Morris.
Jim Morris. It's Jack.
Jack Morris, the pitcher. Yeah.
I didn't really call him that. I just kind of agreed. Yeah. So I guess I'm guilty. It's kind of when you retweet
by
something.
By association, yeah.
Really, if you retweet it, you're part of it.
I think I said Jim.
Okay.
I did.
Hey, listen, what happens, Bill, is they walk out, and then they walk that way because that's where the parking is.
Yes.
So we'll get a
parking garage over there.
Okay.
Pretty soon we'll be able to comment on people walking out.
And we'll comment on everybody.
We will.
We will.
we look forward to this day for a long time on the show. The hotel is finally open across the street.
It's hot in the studio.
Yeah, it is.
It's 70 degrees. Your jacket is off.
Does not like when we decide.
Well, I can't change. Look,
I'm not complaining.
The level of humidity
is insane.
I don't have a key to that box. We have to break the box to change the temperature.
You're lucky though, and I think Jake's lucky. See, I'm greasy just naturally.
Greasy.
I'm like I
just greasy. I don't know why my head and my face is greasy. It just, some people, you don't have that.
Not too bad, but
no, you don't have it. I've noticed.
I'm just greasy.
No, have you ever noticed?
I've never thought about that.
It's lucky you're greasy. It's nice to have a nice skin lubricant.
True. Shine. Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need
it. Get a shine.
Yeah. I don't need lotion.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Lotion is very pricey. Me and Laura talked about that the other day. When we get a nice lotion.
Some Nivea.
Yeah. Buckle up for about $25.
Yep. God, yeah. That's right.
You walk in with some lotion. I thought, oh, I didn't know if you're going to have to spend like a whole paycheck on it, but you do.
You mentioned football games last night, Bill. Three games last night. You watched these games? There's some
What's
of them?
I'm not. I can't lie. I nodded off. Me and Sugar were on our bed in the living room
on the floor.
Uh-huh. Nodded off and New Mexico State was winning, but they lost.
He lost.
But there's a huge upset. Western Kentucky got beat by a Fireball.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yeah. It did. FIU goes on the road. I don't have it pulled up. I wasn't ready.
I
didn't have it ready.
Fireball.
There's a lot of buttons here. I don't. Anyways, 25-6 FIU
and
on the road.
Western Kentucky was 5-1.
25.
Fireball.
FIU.
Woo! Woo! Pitbull! Pitbull! 25-6.
I said kickball.
I know, I said pitbull. FIU 25-6 last night. Arkansas State beat South Alabama 15-14 on the road.
Two bad teams.
Yep.
Is that really?
Yeah, I think their records were 2-4 and 1-5.
Arkansas State now 3-4. South Alabama now 1-6 on the season.
South Alabama?
Yep.
That's Butch Jones at Arkansas State? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Still hanging in there.
And the other game, as Bill mentioned, Liberty comes back to beat New Mexico State 30-27 in the first game.
Liberty. And that's Jamie Chatwell.
That's right. Yes. So there's your football games last night. We got two tonight. We've got Delaware at Jacksonville State.
Why?
It's real.
And UTEP at Sam Houston. Your boy
that
Scott.
That one I can't wait. Where are the
Scotty Walden.
Give me the records in the UTEP.
Oh yeah, and, UTEP is 1-5, and Sam Houston is 0-6.
They're on TV on national TV.
It's a CBS Sports Network game at 6 p.m.
TV. I do. It's going to be awesome.
I don't understand.
What's it on? Is that on CBS?
CBS Sports Network.
What's the other? Were they both?
Delaware Jack State is on ESPN at 6 p.m.
Gotcha.
Regular God. ESPN for Delaware and Jacks State.
I don't think I'll. You know,
is there baseball tonight?
There is baseball tonight. We have, I think, one game tonight. We will have this evening
Seattle.
Rudy's Blue Jays at the Mariners, down 2-0. The Blue Jays on the road. That's Rudy. A 7:08 first pitch on FS1.
Will they even try? They didn't really try in the last game, Rudy.
Whoa.
They got beat like 10-3.
10-3, Rudy. Come on, man.
At home.
Get your boys going. Fire them up.
Rudy not having it.
No.
He's not having it. All right, that's a good sports rundown.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed,
Joey,
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, don't be confused today when you walk outside. It's going to feel like spring.
It is hot.
You're gonna be
trust
like going,
the calendar.
Okay. He's going to wake up and come out. It's like, should I be spraying something? No, it should be harvesting, but I don't know.
You're right, though.
The harvest also has went way back.
Has it?
We're way behind, I think. I really do. It wasn't much. That rain that we had kind of set some things back, and right now it's like, okay, we got some issues. We got to dig in.
Thank you to Joey.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what to say.
Joey will be confused, but it is October 15th.
It's October.
Trust the calendar. That is the date.
Do we get anything on the latest frost? Are we going to set a record?
Somebody says usually October 12th. And we're past that now, so I don't know.
Not too far.
We're 3 days past. Yeah. But I mean, we have 80 degrees.
He's yelling
the next
at me
2 days.
Like he's yelling out his window.
Yeah, I don't know if that's accurate or not. I'm not challenging a breaker, but the map I looked at was that late September was a normal frost time in southern Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah, flowers are growing.
We'll keep a note on that. 464-5685, call or text as always. Yesterday, we heard from Dana Holgorsen. And John Butler at the podium. You were in the room.
Hold on.
Steve was there.
What was the energy like?
The energy?
Was there, with all the Matt
Low
Rule
key.
Situation, Penn State, was Holgorsen calm, cool, and collected up
there? Yeah, there was
no. That's what I'm asking about.
Yeah, there was no, you wouldn't know there was anything going on, and it was normal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Dana Holgorsen, he was probably better than Butler. What's your rundown say here? You want to go?
Yeah, go to Holgorsen first. Yeah.
Holgorsen first, then Butler. Holgorsen, right out of the gate, was asked about Nyzaiah Hunter. And the question was something like, did you realize that he might be good?
When you recruited him?
No. Like, what his skill set was. Like, was he a good tunnel screen guy, deep ball guy? That was the nature of the question.
Yeah, the one thing I remember about Nyzaiah is contested catches.
Mm.
You know, that we thought he ran good, that's the main thing that stood out to me was contested catches. He's a strong guy. And strong guys with good ball skills and good body control can make contested catches. So I identified him as a guy that could run those screens that you've seen the last couple weeks. I mean, we identified that pretty early. My experience with those screens are, you know, you can scheme that stuff up, and I think, you know, Luke and Justin have a great feel for where those defenders are going to end up. But you can't just throw those things to anybody, you know. The worst screen guy I ever had was Tavon Austin, who's a really, really, really good player, but just sucked at those screens, you know. And so I think there's a knack for that, guys that are fearless, guys that can run through the ball and run through contact and bounce off of people certainly help. And then it turns out once he gets out in the open field, he can run pretty fast.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's good to see him running with two shoes. Looked even a little faster, you know. So he's really playing well. Proud of him. He practices hard. And like we talked about last week, when guys get that look in their eye, you do what you got to do to get them the ball. You know, that's obviously an easy one that I can get them the ball.
Nyzaiah Hunter. 9 catches for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns in the past 2 games.
Pretty good.
9 catches, 218, 3 touchdowns in the past 2. He has those tunnel screens. I call them tunnel screens. Is that what they are?
That's accurate. People always have a different name for them. It could be a tunnel
what
screen.
What else is it?
A couple of people call them a different thing. I just always call them a tunnel screen. But there's a different version of there's on the outside. So there's a tunnel screen they're trying to get back in, in behind some offensive linemen, and now screens is more to just the outside, which you'll see some fast. And so I got to go back and watch it real
inside
close.
Screen.
Yeah, I believe the one that hit 2 games ago against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I would have classified that in my book more as a now screen, still an outside receiver screen.
Now.
And the tunnel screen usually is trying to get back in behind offensive linemen that have went down the field. in general.
Everybody, I'll hit Sean with that.
Everybody has different names of how they call things. And
that's
what
a now screen, Sean. That's not a tunnel screen. Yeah. That's a now screen.
It's linking with Sean. Nice.
Get this right. That's day one. He always says to me, Sip, that's day one stuff. I'm going to hit him with that.
You should.
Yeah. Sean, that's day one stuff. Okay, Emmett Johnson was a lot of the talk yesterday. I mean, I'd say three or four questions about Emmett Johnson because he's going home. And I read he was third in the Big Ten in rushing. Somebody else said second.
He's second.
Oh, well.
Must have updated his stats. He was second.
Okay. I'm going to say third in the Big Ten with 650 rushing yards.
Who's ahead of him? Just one guy. Justice Haynes. That's it.
Well, maybe that's per game or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at total yards.
Oh, I was looking at
total yards. On the confidence of Emmett.
Jake
Emmett
is very much on edge. So just so you know, this is over the construction in Lincoln.
I looked he's at been the stats at yesterday.
He's yelling.
He's yelling at us again. The sharpness in his voice.
It's a classic example.
Remember your mom said like that? Is that what you said? It's how you said it? That's what it is,
I looked
Jake,
at the
right
stats
now,
yesterday, and it was he's eighth in the country, and he's second in the Big Ten in total yards.
Okay, anyway, a lot of talk about Emmett Johnson because he's a junior, and he's going home to Minneapolis.
Here's him on the confidence of Emmett Johnson from Holgorsen yesterday.
Take off at that.
Well, I just think his confidence is just really at an all-time high right now. You know, I mean, he wasn't playing as much as he wanted to. He's my kind of guy. He's my kind of back. You know, we had some good backs and all that, but he's just so versatile in everything that he does in the pass game and blitz pickup and running downhill, making people miss in the open field. He made 10 humans miss. That's hard. He made 10 humans miss on last Saturday. You know, I chart that. That's something that we talk about every week, and to have a guy that can do all those things and then get out in the open field and make people miss, you know. He was so mad when he went on that 50-yarder. He was like, Coach, I'm so sorry. I got to go score. I got to score. I go, look, I'm going to give you the ball again. Just go score the next time you got it, you know. But he's a total running back. He can do all that stuff, you know, so. And he just keeps getting better. And then there's that confidence thing, you know, when you start rolling. And he knows how I feel about him, and he knows I'm going to get it to him as much as I can possibly get it to him. And that gives him confidence, and he plays better because of it.
Emmett Johnson, he said, Holgorsen said he's the most focused guy on the team. So somebody asked if there's going to be distractions.
I don't have that one.
Somebody asked if he's going to be distraction. He said he's the most focused guy on our team. I almost had a sixth grade simple moment there.
Ooh, what were you going to say?
Coach, I thought that was Dylan.
Thank you.
We needed that. Thank you very much.
We can't ask for it, and I agree. It's got to be organic.
Got to be organic.
Steve, when you drive in, would you just think about it a little bit more? Because it means a lot to me.
It does.
It means a lot to
the Breakers.
The
Breakers love it.
The Breakers love sixth grade simple.
I got a lot of
text like
about
show
sixth grade simple.
Yes, we'd like to have
Well, one. There's one right there.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
I almost had a moment when he said that. Anyway, Emmett Johnson is a big part of this day, obviously. Oh, he did have some, Holgorsen did have some good, he had a good sort of spiel about run game commitment. Oh, boy. His commitment to rushing the ball
I got it.
Okay, against Maryland was largely born of pragmatism as much as anything else, just to slow those edge guys, right? Does that make sense? Slow their ends. Go.
I think it starts with Maryland's athleticism off the edge. I wasn't going to look at what I'd looked at the previous 2 weeks. I mean, we had to do something different. You know, wished I would have had that mindset probably the previous couple of weeks, you know. But when we just really challenged everybody involved. You know, I thought our receivers blocked as good as they've blocked. That matters. The tight ends are getting better. Emmett ran hard. The young kids got in there and ran hard. And then obviously everything starts up front, you know. And right from the get-go, you knew that our mentality was a little bit different when it comes to that. And it just makes it so much easier for me to be patient and stick with it when you're getting good positive yards. You know, we only had a couple of TFLs. I think two is what we ended up having, one sack and one negative play on Heinrich's edge play that we snapped him the ball and both his tight ends whiffed. I guess they were mad at him for something that happened in the tight end room. But it just makes me more comfortable and you just stick with it and stay with it when it looks good. You know, I mean, when you're moving the ball, and that stuff looks good, then we definitely want to stick with it. So I think we took a real jump in the right direction when it comes to that.
won't be as easy against Minnesota. Minnesota ranks 28th in rush defense. They'll be more physical. In fact,
they just had to give up 250 to Purdue last game.
Last week.
That's
though,
true.
So I'm, maybe I'm they're going to back on the rush. Yeah,
I think they'll be a little bit. Well, Holgorsen talks
from watching the game. I don't think they are.
They had a rough week. Yeah. They had a rough week.
Well, they are 28th though. Anyway, he does talk about Minnesota, the defense, and the challenge, the nature of the challenge.
They just dang sound, man. I mean, it's impressive, you know. Now, I got a new coordinator, but it ain't a new defense. I mean, it's the same defense that Coach Flex had there since he's been there, 9 years or whatever. You know, the one guy went to Michigan State. You know, they're well-coached on defense. The other one went to Miami last year, and they're playing as good a defense as anybody in the country. So, it's the same stuff, and they've been doing the same thing for 9 years. I mean, you know, got a lot of respect for PJ and what he's done. It's a sound, stingy defense, you know, and those guys they shed blocks up front. Those backers come downhill. They commit safeties to the run game as well. So it'd be a different challenge and another challenge, you know, and it's Big Ten football Friday night. So fired up, never been there, excited about going there.
Yeah. Huntington Bank Stadium is where they're going. I get what you're saying.
What?
That they might be a little better in Maryland, though, right? Defensively,
I don't know.
Can I say a little better?
I would.
Can I say a little better?
I'm not so sure.
They hit harder.
I don't know about the exact impact level of the contact.
Look at all the.
I don't know that
harder.
Yeah, I'll look at all the hits here.
I would say they're probably a little more stout. Probably not as
stout.
Probably not as much twitch as what Maryland had. They had a little bit of edge players, which those guys affected the game a little bit, according to. To Holgorsen, because of just of their skill set, and they did. They came in what they were. They had like weren't they leading the Big Ten in sacks?
They had 19 entries in sacks.
So, yeah. Like I said, my only where I watched an entire Minnesota game was this last game, and in that game, defensively did not look did not show up.
No, that's an indictment when Purdue rushed for 253. That's an indictment. That's an indictment. So maybe Emmett will have a big game. Now, he did talk about Dylan Raiola.
He did.
And his sort of response to, I mean, just his, the question was, what is your overall assessment of Dylan Raiola?
Really good in the fourth quarter. Really, he starts good, and the fourth quarter has been off the charts good. And for the second week in a row, I couldn't be more proud of how he just didn't cave. You know, because, you know, that's a hard position. And I one of the reasons why we wanted to run the ball is because those dudes were so good off the edge, and I was tired of seeing him get hit, you know, and I'm sure he's tired of getting hit. And so we made a concerted effort to keep him clean. You know, he got hit once at the end of the half when they knew we were throwing it, just based on what the clock was. But other than that, I thought we kept him pretty clean. Obviously, there's a couple of throws that he'd like to have back, you know. You know, he's just got to be – he's got to take care of that thing better, you know. But, man, his demeanor on the sidelines was good. It was determined. He wasn't pouting. He wasn't pissed. And he was, you know, obviously a little disappointed in a couple of the decisions. But just stuck with it and then just played as good as anybody in the country for that fourth quarter.
Holgorsen was also asked about the situation. The situation.
Matt Rule situation.
Yes.
The situation.
He's a pro at it, you know. It's just part of the profession. I haven't talked to my agents about anything. I'm not going to. I don't care. I mean, our job, he feels the same way. Our job is Friday night trying to get our team ready to go play Minnesota. You know, and that's if you're thinking about anything else other than that, you're doing your team a disservice, and I promise you he's not.
Minnesota.
He's never coached there before. First time for Holgorsen going in.
Probably won't be packed.
It won't be packed.
There'll be a lot of Nebraska fans.
Nebraska will make it feel that way.
Yeah. I wonder if they can get it packed with.
What thing it seats? 58? 60 yeah. maybe?
I don't 58? Think it gets to 60.
Well, the one end zone, I don't know what end it is when you come out, it'll be to the right. Press box would be to your left. It's only like six rows.
I don't think it gets to 60.
There's no big built up end zone. So maybe. Probably in the 50s. I'm going to guess it about right at 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
It's a cool stadium.
Yeah,
well, it's really a neat stadium.
What was your guess, Bill?
I'm going to guess like 51.
Yeah. Almost on the dot. 50,805. So yeah. Pretty much 51,000. Nice.
Oh, yeah, when I first saw it, I thought, when are they going to finish it?
Jake, the one end zone, there's only like four rows of seats when you look at it. And it's,
you're done here? This is all.
When you
done?
Walk up on it, it's not big. It's a small stadium. It's handsome, though.
Yeah. Now, you were there for the opening game 2 years, Matt Rhule's first game, Thursday night game at Minnesota. Was it packed?
Yes.
It packed on Thursday night?
Yes. It was definitely a full house.
First game of the season.
Yeah. So I don't know what. I mean, now Minnesota's 4-2 and 2-1. So it's not like the fan base is probably.
Checked out.
No, right. And they should have been good for a Purdue game. It wasn't great.
Fans. I've seen a game there this year on TV, and I was struck by how few people were there. So I don't know. Now could there be 20,000 Nebraska fans there?
I'd expect a lot.
It'd be a lot. There'll be a lot.
15?
Yeah, there'll be a lot.
I mean, there were probably close to 15 in Maryland.
I would think there would be, if it were a Saturday game, way more.
More.
Friday does kind of take away a little bit of this. I just can't take work off. We're to get there for a Saturday game. Very easy.
Yeah.
You can work your day and then still take off from here and still be there because you're leaving.
You're leaving
42 hours early to get to a 6-hour drive. It's like the game's in North Platte, basically.
An incredible conversation with Sean. Except we're going to leave on Thursday at 8:30.
Yeah.
I said, wait, you know the game's Friday. Right?
At 7 p.m.
Friday.
And we could leave at 8:30 on Friday and be okay.
His response was
yesterday. I talked to Sipple on the phone, which we haven't talked on the phone
for a while.
We used to talk all the time. We haven't talked for a while, for whatever reason.
Do you want to air this grievance?
No, there's no grievance.
Texting involved.
There's texting, and then he always texts that, like that.
Live chat.
I was writing. I mean,
a live chat at 2:00.
Dude, we've all done this before. We all do it to people. Can't right now. Recruiting calls.
We all do this. I was in a live chat yesterday.
What was your phone call, Bill?
What's that?
With Sip.
Well, the fact that this blew my mind that they're leaving early so they can get to Ames to stop at a barbecue place. I've never been in a place where I go, let's drive 3 hours and let's sit down to a meal
and then go to
and then go going. And then drive and then get another large beef meal 30 minutes. I mean, 3 hours later, I've never been like, that's like the carnivore platter. I mean,
maybe we're not doing the Ames thing. Mentioned.
Yeah. I would bet
I won't eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
I'm just going to sit there and
I just couldn't imagine going just like having the
coleslaw.
You know, having the brisket buffet and then also
let's get a
steak here in about 3 hours. Yeah. Get a nice steak with some butter melted on it.
At Cove. Cove in Edina.
Cove does not sound like a steakhouse. It sounds like a seafood place.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the Cove.
Hold on, I have the menu.
I agree with you. I'm saying that does not
sound like a misidentified restaurant. Yes, they should have named themselves something different.
It's not like on Cheers, the Hungry Heifer. And we went to the Hungry Heifer.
The Golden Steer.
You know what that is.
That's
exactly.
Steakhouse. Man.
Steakhouse. You guys want a good steak? Where'd you go? Go to Cove. That sounds dumb.
Get some salmon. Crazy. I was, I have it somewhere. But anyway, I didn't look at the menu, but it is steak. I think it's a steakhouse.
You think?
Yeah.
You're going to a seafood place in Minnesota, sure.
I don't know. Would that be okay?
Get some swordfish.
Did you ask whether it be the head coach yesterday or any of the coordinators like that, what Worth Day's like?
What? I'm sorry?
What Worth Day's like? Half Wednesday, half Thursday?
Oh, Worth Day, no.
Because your week's different.
Oh.
The game's on Friday.
Short week.
So everything's like, it's Moosday. Half Monday, half Tuesday. You know,
I've never heard these terms before. Yeah.
Nor have I.
Yeah, so you have to have there's always a little different. The funny thing about it is that the game is that night, and there's a good chance that game may have been an 11 o'clock kick. So you're talking about 16 hours difference. But if you talk to a coach,
that means a lot.
Oh, it is like, you're just beside yourself.
Yeah.
You're beside yourself
Flips
in the
everything.
Routine. You're always like, and then after a while, it's kind of like, well, I guess they're playing on the same schedule. Because also, even though it's like, okay, this is easier for Minnesota, which it is.
Is it?
Well, because they're not traveling, it's a little bit early, but not that much. They played the night game.
They did.
So they got done. They all got back to their homes about like 2 o'clock on Saturday night or Sunday mornings when they got back to their homes, probably the coaches. And Nebraska was already home. The Nebraska's coaches probably got into their house earlier than what the Minnesota coaches got into their house, even though the game was a home and away.
Yeah.
Got some response from the Breakers about Cove right now.
Cove.
Troy on YouTube says, Cove is described as an American coastal type restaurant with a Nantucket vibe. That sounds like seafood to me.
Yeah, that does. It does like that. A Nantucket vibe.
Wow. Also, Cove. Where are we getting into?
So at least me and Jake nailed it. It's very coastal.
It sounds like it's very coastal,
yes.
Old Dad says on the Sean's podcast yesterday, he said that it's a seafood and steak place.
Okay.
Seafood first.
Okay.
Steak second.
All right.
I don't want to see both of those. Seafood and steak like that. Do you want to go to a nice seafood Mexican restaurant?
No.
No, you want to go to a Mexican restaurant.
I don't know. Dan Leone's has a good fish taco. I mean, or like a good
fish burrito.
Yeah, fish burrito. Got it the other day. Cove. Yeah. Cove. Okay. I hadn't looked at the menu. Sean sent me the menu. I didn't look at it. I don't know what I'll
never
get.
Never looked at a menu ahead of time either. I go to a restaurant.
Oh, I would never. The part
what do you
of
got
the,
here?
You know what's fun?
You guys pick your food
when
out
you
a
get the
days
big,
prior?
If you go to one of those places, get the big leather menu, and you open that bad boy up, it's fun. Yes. I love looking at it. I've never previewed a menu in my life. Never would I ever want to look at a menu.
I can't wait. In 2 days, I'm going to order that filet at Cove.
Smoked meats. They do have.
Smoked meats.
They do have the Sakura Wagyu brisket.
That sounds pricey.
That's $48, not that 40, bad.
For a soup?
No, it's a...
Bisque is a soup, right?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
That's a $48 soup.
Oh, hello.
That's pricey.
Okay.
Break out the credit cards, plural.
Time out real quick. You did know that a bisque was a soup.
I would say it got by me.
I heard bisque right away.
It got by me.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, no, you're right, though. The fish on the menu is way more prominent than the than
not
the
a steakhouse.
Meat.
Seafood plus Cove. Some steak. Cove. We got that one right. Well, before we get to break, you're thinking about Cove. If you want breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the Breakers this morning, Bill?
The Bird!
Early Bird at 19th and K. They have free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, all the variety, and the world-famous Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Stop by today. Open every day, 6:30.
You think they have a $48 bowl of chili?
No way. At the Bird, you get like 8 bowls, maybe.
Yeah,
not one bowl.
Unlimited chili for $48.
Pretty much.
Hey, lobster tortellini is my early.
That'd be $120.
I'm telling you right now, sounds good.
It's $44, Jake.
That sounds
really
good.
Cheaper than the bisque, the soup.
Lobster tortellini.
You said $48 for the soup. That's
when I lived in the Marriott for 9 months in West Coast, Wisconsin, there was an unbelievable steakhouse right next door. And I'd walk over there at night, and one of the things they had lobster mac and cheese.
That sounds great.
And I'd always get there late, like after a game or like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and the bartender knew me, and he'd go back there. He goes, I told him what to do. They would load up the lobster.
Sounds beautiful.
They would kind of cheat for me a little bit, and that was incredible eating, dining at its
finest.
This place
isn't that expensive, actually.
Cove. There's a soup for $48. I'm skeptical of that comment. When we come back, John Butler audio next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.